Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury, for they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. If you have been following the readings this week, St. Paul kept admonishing Timothy in the ways that are right. And today, this morning, let me single out what he said. He says, "For I am already being poured out like a libation. My life has been poured out like a libation." What does that mean? I grew up among neighbors who were pagans. By that I mean they were not Christians. In fact, I grew up with my grandfather my first 7 years. He would tell me stories of his own father, my great-grandfather, how when food is brought to them, when they want to have their meal, they have some iron deposition somewhere, metals, things made of metals and woods. They will cut a large sum of the food and give it to the gods. And in those days, having gin, this very strong alcoholic drink, is very expensive. In fact, during the slave trade, leaders of communities sold their members because of a bottle of gin. So when they want to offer libation, they will take a bottle of gin and offer and pour it in the ground and say, "This is for the gods," almost emptying it, and they will take a sip, and "This is for men." That was libation. They poured libation. They emptied everything. It didn't make sense to me. It was foolishness. The food you ought to eat, you offer it, you sacrifice it. But now St. Paul is saying, my life has been poured out like a libation. Nothing is remaining. I have given everything. In other words, I now live as though it is not about me, it's about God himself. It is not about what I want, it's about what God is asking me. I've given everything to God. My life has been poured out like a libation. A month ago, I was home and it was very exciting. People were excited. They didn't know I was coming. And just a few days when I was leaving, they were sad. They have no idea when next they're going to see me. And those moments spoke to me, leaving your family behind, giving everything to God. What have you given up to God? You give up your pride in order to embrace humility. You give up, you sacrifice your fears in order to embrace God's trust, your trust in God. In the gospel reading of today, Jesus pointed it out. People gave out of their surplus. It wouldn't pinch you when you give from your surplus. You have to make that sacrifice and give it to God. Give it for the sake of God. St. Paul is saying, whatever I do now is not because of me, it's for God's love, for God's sake. Whatever I have to endure is because of God. Have you given to the extent that you feel the pinch? If you have not done that, you have not given. Today we celebrate on this first Saturday of the month our Blessed Mother who poured out her life like a libation. What age was she again when she sacrificed everything? Was it 12 or 14? And she never remained the same. On this first Saturday, members and devotees of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, a devotion my family, you know, practiced for more than 40 years before my father died. Tomorrow is the Corpus Christi. You ask yourself, how much love is in your heart? How much love are you ready to give? Are you giving without counting the cost? Our Blessed Mother, who knew how to empty herself, who gave, and St. Paul, may they continue to teach us how to make that sacrifice that will attract God's mercy, God's peace, and God's fulfillment.